Go here, there, and everywhere with Jeff Blair. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. He has traveled the world to bring you the story. Get it first, fast, and unfiltered. Now, this is The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Hey, wouldn't you know it, just 12 days. 12 days left in the Maple Leaf season. 12! So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a countdown to the end of this steaming turd of a season. Every day towards the end of the Leaf season, I want you to come up with a song with a corresponding number. And there's 12 days left. We're playing a 12-bar original by the Beatles out of the gate. It's going to be up to you and Twitter to come up with something tomorrow for the number 11. You know, while the Maple Leafs play out the string, I want to turn our attention to the other Canadian teams. And for a while, at least. Now, the Canadians have clinched a playoff spot. And Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, and even Ottawa are all threatening to do the same. I mean, seriously, you wouldn't know it in the center of the hockey universe, but this, quite frankly, is one of the best seasons for Canadian-based NHL teams in some time. I mean, folks, you've got to be a cynic not to be on board with the Jets or the Flames taking the run at the playoffs. And the Senators, yeah, I'll give you that. They're still an acquired taste. So with just six games left in the Leafs season, let's ask a question this morning. Which Canadian team should we hitch our wagon to? Who do we have a rooting interest in and why? Me? I mean, I'm casting my lot with the Jets. Just for yucks and in honor of the old WHA Jets, the first team I fell in love with. And I want to know what Canadian team you're cheering for. As I said, the Beatles 12-bar original gets us going this morning. We need a song with the number 11 for tomorrow. Get those in on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show. Chris Johnson of Sportsnet joins us, and then it's time to take your calls. Which Canadian team are we going to be pulling for in the playoffs?
The Jeff Blair Show is on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Join the conversation with Jeff on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show or call 416-870-0590. Now, here's Jeff Blair.
We're reduced to watching the Leafs doing things like playing spoiler to other NHL teams. Spoiled things a little bit for the Ottawa Senators on Saturday in that 4-3 win. By God, for a full period, James Van Riemsdyk, Phil Kessel, Tyler Bozak actually looked like they were interested. A rare 4-3 win for Peter Horacek's Toronto Maple Leafs. As I said, six games left in the season. Playing spoiler is all the Leafs have left to do. Again. But this was the weekend that a Canadian team did clinch a playoff spot. Not surprisingly, the Montreal Canadiens will be going to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Calgary, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Ottawa, also with a chance. Only Edmonton and Toronto, really, the two Canadian markets where spring is going to once again come early. So we're asking you this morning at 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590, or on Twitter, use the hashtag Blair Show. Which Canadian team are you going to be cheering for in the playoffs? I mean, you're not going to be able to cheer for the Leafs. I know this is an annual thing in Toronto. It's like adopt another team. But which Canadian team will you be cheering for in the playoffs? Chris Johnson is our NHL insider on Sportsnet. You can follow him on Twitter at Reporter Chris. Chris Johnson joins us out of the gate on the Jeff Blair Show. So it was a good period, Chris, for that first line after what, one shift in the second period?
Well, yeah, they did have one sort of shift, I guess, that as we look back on it, was foreshadowing in the second period where they were able to create some havoc in the center of the zone. But, the most interesting thing in many ways about, that period and a half or whatever you want to call it is just really underscores how much those guys have been struggling of late. And when you look at the Leafs lineup, I think it's pretty clear that for them to win games at this point with who they're rolling out there, it's going to have to be the top players making a difference, because I just, they don't have much depth currently. And then, when those guys did get interested and did get involved, we saw the Leafs get a win.
Chris, what's happened to that line?
I don't think anyone knows, to be honest. It's an important question because, obviously heading into an off season where big changes are going to be contemplated and likely executed, I do think that's, one of the key issues here. But, when you look at, some of the numbers, they're generating as many shots. Phil Kessel's shooting percentage is at an area basically where you think it's unsustainable the other way, that it's just inevitable that he would start scoring again. But this has been a very, very prolonged slump. And, as I mentioned, not coincidentally, it's come right alongside, a terrible losing run for the team. And, when the Leafs were a more high-powered offensive team, one that traded chances, they relied on a lot of offense from that first line, and they often got it, and they just haven't seen it here in the last 2 months.
What do you think that what do you think Brandon Shanahan, Kyle Dubas, and Mark Hunter need to see, and I guess Dave Nonis need to see from this team down in these final six games? But I want to focus on that top line. What exactly are they playing for? Because, Chris, I think if you put 100 Leafs fans in the room, 90 would say Bozak's gone. 90 would say Kessel may or may not be gone. 90 would say Van Riemsdyk's probably here because he's still relatively cost-effective. What are these guys playing for exactly?
Well, you'd like to think they're playing for some pride, and we really haven't seen that, I don't think, enough, certainly in winning, I believe it's 9 of 45 games now, stretching back to mid-December. But, I think that there's always something there. I would have liked to think, even if on a selfish level, Phil Kessel would want to get to 30 goals again, and it looks very unlikely he's going to do that. But he's got a nice run in his career where he hit that mark every year in full seasons, and I believe he had 20 in the lockout shortened year, which would be a prorated 30 by any measure. And, things like that you would think would be on the radar. But, there's every chance they're going to be back. They're all on longer-term deals. And as much as, I agree that we should doubt, we can't say for certain that any of them will be back. I think that they should be playing for the chance to make this team better and to be part of the solution in Toronto, because, clearly they get lots of minutes. They're among the higher paid players on the team, and they have a responsibility to do a job, and they just haven't done it well enough.
In conversation with Chris Johnson of Sportsnet on the Jeff Blair Show, 416-870-0590, *591, AAA 666-0590. Chris, as you look at the other Canadian teams, and we know Montreal's clinched a spot, that's no surprise. They've been a front runner for a long time. How many Canadian teams do you think make the playoffs? Do you think both Ottawa and Calgary get in?
I don't, unfortunately. I think that four is, five is best case, but I think you look more trying to get four. It could even be three. What's interesting in the West is that you have Calgary, Vancouver, and Winnipeg all kind of tied together because, while Vancouver has created a little bit of separation there, they're sort of battling for the same positions. And Winnipeg, it seemed pretty safe and a lot thought the Flames would fall out. And then, at the end of this weekend, look at the standings and, it's not guaranteed to be so. But, certainly we're going to get three. I think we'd all like to see five. But I just Ottawa is going to be a tough one, I really think. The Bruins, for as much as they've struggled, it's much like I look at LA, which right now, again, is out of the playoffs at this minute. And I just think that they're going to win five in a row to end the year or something, that they're going to, embrace the what little they have left to get in. And, Ottawa has gone on such a winning run that we often see this. It's amazing they've sustained it as long as they have, quite frankly. And they give away a point, in Toronto on Saturday to lose last night against Florida, you know, it's going to be very tough for them. So I really don't think we see all five get in, and you know, more than likely it could just be three. It could be one of those Canadian teams, whether it's Calgary or Winnipeg, falling out in the West, and I do think Ottawa is ultimately going to fall short here in the East.
Chris, it was great of you to join us this morning. Thanks so much.
No problem, Jeff. Thank you.
It's Chris Johnson, our NHL insider on Sportsnet. Follow him on Twitter, @ReporterChris. And don't forget, we will have the Leafs and Buffalo Sabres, the Leafs at the Buffalo Sabres, Wednesday night on Sportsnet Ontario. Sabres fans, you cheered a loss last week. Are you going to cheer if the Leafs beat the Sabres? This is going to be an interesting game. It's going to be an interesting game for Sabres fans, who of course they want the best shot at Connor McDavid. But would they really? They really cheer for the Leafs against the Sabres? I mean, wouldn't you at least cheer for a tie then, if you're a Sabres fan? Maybe we'll take some calls on that on Tuesday and Wednesday, try to get Sabres fans on here. How do you approach this? I mean, surely to God, as a Sabres fan, you are not going to be cheering for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I just can't imagine that. So the Montreal Canadiens have clinched a berth in the playoffs. You heard Chris Johnson say Vancouver will be in. I think we can agree. He thinks that one of Calgary or Winnipeg will likely succumb. Doesn't think much of Ottawa's chances. So we could see three Canadian teams in. I think the Jetties will probably sneak in. Vancouver's in. I would love to see Calgary in, just because of what they've done this year and because of the way they play. But if I had to pick a team right now, I'm going to hitch my wagon to the Winnipeg Jets. If I had to pick a Canadian team, that is the team I'm going to back. So, which Canadian team are you going to be pulling for in the playoffs? Because you know, I mean, you're experienced at this if you're a Leafs fan. You've always got to have a fallback, because you know you're never going to be in the playoffs. So you've always got to have a fallback. You've always got to have a team in your hip pocket. Alan Scarborough, you're on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, you're on the Jeff Blair Show. Which Canadian team will you be cheering for in the playoffs?
Today.
Go ahead.
I got to say, I'd be cheering for Calgary. There's a couple of reasons why. I do have some family in Calgary, so I got a soft spot for them. But I also, it's funny, you know, Brian Burke goes over to Calgary, and Calgary's in a better position than the Leafs are. So Brian Burke couldn't do it here, but he's doing it in Calgary. Good for him. And he goes, we could argue the fact that the Leafs have more talent than Calgary, but yet they're fighting for a playoff spot and we're not. Something wrong here with the fans and with the media, because we have no patience and we spit out good hockey men more than we change our socks. So, you know what, that's all I have to say. But anyway, I just thought I'd put my two cents in.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Alan Scarborough, mark him down for the Calgary Flames. I don't know about fans and media. I honestly don't think we get any of the blame for what has gone on with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, they're just bad. I am getting a little tired about, and I've talked about this before, about the you know, shots at the media in Toronto. These guys make a lot of money. They can figure out how to handle the media. They can figure out what to pay attention to, what not to pay attention to. That really is a crutch. Fans? Toronto fans that bad to the Leafs? I mean, they've thrown jerseys on the ice. They still cheer when I heard people cheering Saturday night. I don't buy the fans and media thing. I've said time and again, Toronto's media is nothing like Montreal's media. It's not in the same planet, and it's really nothing like Vancouver's media either. It just isn't. Is there a lot of media in Toronto? Yeah, there's a lot at a practice. But it certainly isn't hypercritical. I think this is, if anything, this is a very fair media. I certainly wouldn't call it hypercritical. Sandy in Burlington, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sandy.
Winnipeg.
There you go. Attaboy.
Jerry Talusti, Jay Harrison, Paul Maurice, anybody there that's been a Leaf that's now got a chance to succeed, I'm pulling for. And the second reason would be the way they handled the whole Evander Kane situation. Everything from top to bottom was done first class. There was no additional
money. I don't know if I'd call throwing a guy's clothes in the shower first class necessarily.
Well, I agreed on that part, but it was Buffelman that did it. At least it was another player that stood up and said, this behavior is not acceptable.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'm pulling for them.
Yeah, no.
Man, there's no way in hell I could ever cheer for Montreal unless I had a blood transfusion.
Oh, stop it. It's not
Ottawa,
that bad.
Ottawa, with Krusty the Clown having been their captain for so many years, not a chance.
Yeah, there's still something about the Senators, I admit. There's still something about the Senators. I just can't. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. Of all the Canadian teams, they're the one that I really, you know, if they don't make it, well, too bad. But certainly I'm not going to have the same feeling as if the Flames don't make it or Winnipeg doesn't make it. I think there'll be a lot of people. I think there will be a lot of people cheering for Winnipeg. Vancouver's hard to warm up to. I mean, you know how I feel about the Canucks. Don't get me started there. Montreal, of course, there's the animosity between Montreal and Toronto. As much as I like the Canadiens and I like the way they play, I admit I'd rather see the Jets win. I think that would be a better story. Here's where the old sports writer or journalist. What did I say on Blundell's show? Did I say that I wasn't a journalist, but I was a sports writer? Yeah, I screwed up. I don't really know what I am. I'm not certain you can be a sports writer if you don't write for a newspaper. So, I don't know. Presenter? Isn't that what they call them in City TV? Presenters? Travis McKenzie wants to know how I explain the columns I write. Good question. So I get, presenter, what do you think, Travis? Should I call myself a journalist? I'll call myself a journalist, so I apologize. No sports writer, though, right? No, journalist. All right. You know, I got off on that tangent. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Daniel in Toronto, which Canadian team are we going to be cheering for? With the Leafs on the golf course.
How about a purveyor or a conduit of information?
That's good. I thought you were going someplace else with the perv.
I don't have the animosity. I say Montreal. I just like their team. Like, I think that they fit their city well. I think they have personality. I think, obviously, they have great hockey players. I like PK Subban.
Yep.
And their goalie helped us win a gold medal. But to be honest with you, Jeff, I mean, I'd be happy if any Canadian team won the cup.
Yeah, you know what? Except for Vancouver. I would not be happy if Vancouver won.
Okay, well, maybe not Vancouver.
Okay, that's good. I just can't. I don't know. The Vancouver thing. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you know what? I probably, any Canadian team would be happy. I wouldn't mind. And you know what? Even this Canucks team. God, I must be getting soft. Even this Canucks team. It's not the same sort of tortured group that we saw previously. Oh, Alex Burrows is still there, Travis. It reminds me. That's right. So I hate him. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Take back everything I said about the Vancouver Canucks. I mean, Vancouver's not really part of, and that's the issue. Vancouver's really not part of Canada. In some ways, Calgary isn't either, but that's an entirely different conversation. Rocky and Markham, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Rocky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. On a non-playoff perspective, the Edmonton Oilers, because they keep on getting first picks overall again and again and again, and I'm getting sick of it. Maybe Toronto needs to get a chance. But on a playoff perspective, I just love Calgary's story, like with Giordano out.
Yep.
If he was healthy, I think he would have been a Norris candidate. And without him, they're still winning with their hearts out. And they don't really have that big star, but there are players who are stepping up, like Goudreau and Monahan and et cetera, et cetera. And I want to ask you a question. After that Leafs game, they won on Saturday with Bozak having a hat trick. Do you think he value with his trade asset? Do you think he's going to get traded in the offseason?
You know what? I don't think this is part. And thanks for the call, Rocky. Now, I think everybody, I think people know what Tyler Bozak is. I don't think anybody's under the impression he's anything other than a third line forward. I don't even think he's a second line forward. I really don't. I don't know, on a good team, he might be a third line. He might be a third line forward. I don't know how much Phil Kessel's trade value has been damaged by this. Again, you know the type of player Phil Kessel is, Rocky, and everybody knows the type of player he is. I think if anything, in an odd sort of way, this season may have actually helped Phil Kessel's trade value. Because at least there is the idea out there that the Leafs have been the island of misfit toys from the start of the season. That they have been a mess from the start of the season. Well, I shouldn't say from the start of the season. That they've been a mess since firing Randy Carlyle. And again, we know, I think we can now reach the conclusion that the whole notion that management sort of, you know, salted the earth and deliberately blew this thing up, it's 100% accurate. But, I mean, even when the Leafs were winning, we kept hearing it wasn't sustainable. You kept hearing Randy Carlyle say that as well. So I think, if anything, people are going to look at Kessel's season and go, yeah, this is bad, but you know what? That team stunk so much. Then maybe you give Phil Kessel a pass on this. I mean, I think the guy whose trade value has been damaged more than anybody else's is Dion Phaneuf, because he's the captain of this, you know, of the good ship Lollipop. And you would have to say that what we have seen from the Leafs this year clearly doesn't reflect well in Dion Phaneuf's leadership. Now, whether or not Dion Phaneuf is the reason for all these problems, I'm not going to say that. It's impossible to know. We're not in the dressing room. I doubt it, frankly. But I think that's a guy whose trade value has been damaged more than anybody else's. Phil Kessel is what Phil Kessel is. Tyler Bozak is what Tyler Bozak is. I think Phaneuf's trade value is the value that has been most diminished by this season. Steve in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
That's great. Well, in order, Canadian teams, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 go Jets.
There you go.
And they deserve it. I watched that game last night.
That was fun, wasn't it?
What a building. What an atmosphere. You know, there's life, and the Air Canada Centre can definitely learn from that.
I'm going to say something, though. You know what? The Winnipeg Arena was always, always noisy. It was, even back in the day, you talk to guys like Eddie Olczyk, back in the day, it was a noisy building. It really was.
If you saw before the game, there was a clip of Eddie Olczyk saying the next time they go, they're going to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually fires up, that fires you up. And I'm not a Jets fan, but I'm a Leaf fan. And you know what? I'm like, wow, that's absolutely amazing. My second team, unfortunately, I know Toronto fans are going to hate it, but going to cheer for the Habs. Carey Price is playing extremely well, and the Habs are playing good. They're in first place. They've been consistent all year, and those two teams have two great coaches. And
yes.
My last point, if I could, whoever gets that first pick, the Leafs should give them whatever they want for that pick.
Yeah, you know what, though? They wouldn't, you know what? Here's the thing, and we talked about this in the crossover with Dean Blundell because of an article in the hockey news about, you know, trading Sidney Crosby. You wouldn't trade Connor McDavid for anything, because you're going to have this kid under control for years. Honestly, there's no way you trade him for Sidney Crosby. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what team you are. It doesn't matter if you're the Philadelphia Flyers and you somehow luck into that. You do not trade Connor McDavid for Sidney Crosby. This may be one of the few first-round picks you don't even think of trading. Because even if Connor McDavid isn't as good as Sidney Crosby, even if he's only 80-85% of Sidney Crosby, you're still going to have one of the best players in the world, and you're going to have him for a long period of time. William in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, always full-heartedly Leafs fan, and regardless of the animosity, I think the best shot Canada has is by far the Habs, so I will be rooting for them. My dad's going to disown me on that, but such is life. And if I can just make one quick comment about a previous caller in regards to us having patience.
Yep.
I've had patience since Sir Douglas and the late, great, I'm having a brain fart, Pat Burns.
Pat Burns.
I've had patience since then, so I don't have to have patience anymore. I want results.
Yeah, and I look, I honestly, again, I'm the guy who doesn't hammer on Leafs fans. Leafs fans have been extraordinarily patient. And I don't think Leafs fans or the Toronto media have anything to apologize for when it comes to the Maple Leafs. For God's sake, they're big boys. They're making a ton of money. Toronto fans, Toronto media, it's not that hard. Trust me. You know who we haven't heard from? And I bet this guy's got a positive note out of the game. This is my guess.
Oh, no, not another dangle dial.
I'm looking forward to the dangle dial today, actually. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Jeff! No, no, here. Stop saying stuff for a second. I have a very important question. Where can I buy a Garrett Gamble jersey? I need to know this. I need to know this because we've always been talking about, oh, just wait till Kessel gets a number one center. Maybe Garrett is the winger that Bozak has been looking for. Holy smokes, this guy. Hat trick, and he hit two posts. He could have had five goals, although five may be where the Leafs end up picking because they won this game. But never mind that. Never mind that. I like seeing them win every now and then. Hey, Jeff, let's end it there because they won. Hooray.
Yeah, Garrett Gamble. Props to the Leafs for the way they treated the G-man and his family on Saturday night. That was pretty special. You know, and I think the organization, any organization, deserves credit when it goes out of its way to do something like that, and shows. And I'll give this organization a lot of credit. There are ways of doing that that sometimes seem a little tone deaf. But I thought the Leafs pretty much, to borrow another sports analogy, pretty much hit it out of the park in that regard Saturday night. And good and Steve Dangle for mentioning Garrett Gamble and the Toronto Maple Leafs. And if you want to check out more of Steve's NHL videos, you can go to sportsnet.ca. Check out his Leafs videos at theleafsnation.com. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. On the weekend, the Montreal Canadiens clinched a playoff spot. We ask you, with yet another playoffless April on the horizon, which Canadian team will you, as a Leafs fan, be cheering for? This is a Jeff Blair Show. This is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, we're back. Don't forget Jonah Carey in studio for a full hour at 11 o'clock. He is, of course, the author of Up, Up, and Away, The Kid, The Hawk. Rock, Vladdy, Pedro, LeGrand, Orange, Yupi, The Crazy Business of Baseball, and the ill-fated but unforgettable Montreal Expos slash... And, he's the national baseball writer for Grantland. He'll be joining us in studio. He's got a thing tonight at Opera Bob's. The paperback version of the book's spectacular. Anyhow. Fine job by the folks at Random House. 1040, Dr. Stefan Duma, the Harry C. Wyatt Professor and Head of Virginia Tech, Wake Forest University School of Biomedical Engineering and Sciences. What the hell is this with titles today? Anyhow, he will join us at 10:40. ESPN's Outside the Lines had a terrific article on hockey helmet safety based on the studies that Dr. Duma has done. And he will join us at 10:40. I'm going to get him to talk a little bit about a study that really, well, if you're a hockey parent, I would say it's probably a bit of an eye-opener. I will admit that the report, you know, makes an attempt to talk to some of the hockey manufacturers, many of whom are Canadian businesses, hockey equipment manufacturers, and they don't really do themselves any favor. They kind of do the roundabout no comment comment. And anyhow, and we all know that these helmets all meet Canadian Safety Association standards, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's an interesting and a timely presentation. Because I just think sometimes we have blinders in this country when it comes to hockey, the hockey industry. And the Americans don't seem to have those blinders attached to them. So we'll talk to Dr. Duma at 10:40. Matt Devlin will join us. Shai Davidi at 10 o'clock. The Jays play the Houston Astros tonight at 6 o'clock on Sportsnet590.ca. A night Grapefruit League game, which is just about the worst thing possible. So we'll have lots of baseball talk ahead. A little bit of hoops ahead of a big game tonight at the Air Canada Center against the Houston Rockets. But before we do that, let's get back to the phone lines. Let me fire up my computer here, which has signed itself off. That's timely. Let's go to John in Whitby. I'm just going to pull a name out of my ass. John in Whitby, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What's up, John?
Oh, not much, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm pulling for the Canadians because of Bergeron and a retread coach, Mr. Therrien, and they turned over a third of the roster. You're still in first place.
Yeah, they pretty much done it the right way, haven't they?
And Toronto's lost to the poorest.
What are the other teams? John, is there another Canadian team you might might hitch your wagon to for the playoffs? Go ahead.
I like what Winnipeg's done.
Yeah. Did you see the game last night?
They changed their philosophy and they're going at it right.
Did you see the game last night?
Yes, I did.
That was phenomenal hockey.
It was. Well, they're a lot better when they got that Mr. Bufflin back.
Yes. Yeah, they are. And it's interesting. Paul Maurice, of course, one of the many people who've gone through here and were found wanting as a head coach. And I've said this time and time again. Anybody who listens to this show knows I'm a big, big, big fan of Paul Maurice, as indeed a lot of people in this city are. So I'm very happy to see Paul Maurice doing well. Jared in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So what Canadian team should we hitch our wagon to, knowing that the Leafs will be on the golf course probably in another 11 days or 12 days?
Good morning, Jeff. First of all, in regards for a title for you, how about Sports Enthusiast?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Anyways, I got to say, Winnipeg, hopefully it'll be good to see the original whiteout back. But I think, you know, root for Montreal because I think the passion behind their fans is always great. You know, they're buying their team win or tie. And the exciting part for me, albeit a little selfish, because if they get eliminated, I always love watching the riots in the streets.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not nice. You can't say you like watching riots. But it's a fact of life, isn't it? I've never understood that. I haven't understood the urge to trash as a means of celebration or releasing anger. I've never understood that. I just think it looks lame. I'm sorry. I think it just looks stupid. Mike in Huntsville, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey Jeff, how are you?
I'm well, Mike.
Okay, I'm a little bit put off by all the Leafs fans cheering for the Habs. It's kind of disgraceful.
How is it disgraceful?
Disgraceful.
They're not even your arch rival anymore. You know what? The Canadians don't look at Leafs as the Leafs as being their arch rivals.
No, but here's the thing. I don't know if it's because we only played them twice this season, and there was a far stretch in between. It was a first game and then a game in, like, February or something like that. And I hear in the middle there a Subban saying, oh, no, Kessel's a good
guy. You know what? That's kind of a... You can't go there. You can't drop a Hitler. It's Goebbels, by the way. It's not Goebbels. You can't drop a... You can't drop a Nazi reference. Sports. Curtin Port Colburn, put me in a good mood. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
I am the antithesis of all these other callers, and that is I'm a Maple Leafs fan, and then that means I cheer for no Canadian teams when it comes to the playoffs.
Wow.
The Maple Leafs are out. I cheer for none of them. In fact, I have strong feelings against them.
All Canadian teams?
You bet.
How can you have strong feelings?
Ottawa,
how?
Obviously.
Okay, go ahead. Ottawa, I get. Go through the other teams. Ottawa, I get.
Well, obviously against Montreal as well.
Well, why? They're not your arch rival.
Sure they are.
Oh, Montreal doesn't think you're their arch rival.
I don't care what they think.
Okay.
Maple Leafs and Toronto, Maple Leafs and Canadians go decades back.
So do the Bruins and Canadians. But anyhow, that's fine. You're right. Go ahead. Winnipeg. You can't possibly hate Winnipeg.
Well, it's difficult. They're probably out of all the Canadian teams, they're the ones I probably dislike the least.
Okay.
I lived in Manitoba for a while. I lived in Brandon. All right.
So there you go.
They're not certainly out of the level of dislike of Montreal and Ottawa.
There you go.
But, I mean, they're still way down there. I'm not going to cheer for the Jets.
Oh, okay. Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary.
Well, I mean, Edmonton is they stink.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really need to cheer, I guess, for or against them. If they were in, I would cheer against them. And
all right.
It all stems from I'm a Leafs fan. I don't cheer for anybody else.
Wow.
That's it.
So what do you do in the finals role? Do you even watch hockey?
You bet. I watch them the whole way through. And pretty well, I watch just to cheer for against other teams.
Okay, is there a team you don't dislike or a team you dislike the least? Is there a team that you would in your little teeny tiny rock hard Leafs heart, a team that you wouldn't cheer against?
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't necessarily cheer against Pittsburgh because I like Sidney Crosby. I like watching him.
All right.
I don't necessarily cheer against Tampa Bay because I like watching Steven Stamkos.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the other teams, those are the teams that I would cheer for.
There you go. All right. I'm glad we got that out of you. Thanks, Kurt. See, even the Grinch has a little tiny place in his heart for happy stuff. Just like about that big. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Like guys going through Canadian team by Canadian team. I don't really want to. I don't like that team. Daryl in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're on the Jeff Blair Show. Which Canadian team will you be cheering for, considering the fact that the Leafs will be on the golf course probably in 2 weeks' time?
Hockey, for me, is pretty much unwatchable unless the Leafs are on television.
Oof. Really?
Sincerely. And I've been playing hockey. I don't know what it is. It's just a kind of a weird thing. I'm amazed anyone that speaks English in Southern Ontario isn't anything but a Leafs fan, or growing up in Southern Ontario is anything but a Leafs fan. But that's just where I come from, living here and playing hockey in the GTHL and the OMHA.
So you're a Toronto guy. You can't cheer for anybody else. You're a Toronto guy.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Yankees fans and you name the team, you name the sport, feel the exact same way.
Good point.
I could be wrong, but generally speaking. But I was mentioning to your producer, Jeff, had this observation. I don't know what you think of it, but, as bad as this Leafs team has been this year, and it really, the way people are just piling on and talking about it, it seems like it's been the worst season in the history of the franchise in ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
As bad as they've been, still will not finish as bad as the Canadians did 2 years ago or whatever it was, with Price in net, with Pacioretty, with Subban, with Markov, with Plekanec, with Eller, it's amazing. If you think about it.
So you're taking, you've managed to find a little solace someplace.
I just find it amazing that and you know, and as a caller, and you mentioned a few minutes ago, yeah, Montreal's done a good job of turning it around. There's no doubt about that. But you, I just find it amazing that that exact same core
right.
finished worse than this team did 2 years ago.
You know what I will say, I really think this is part of the issue in Toronto. I've said this time and again. I wrote this very early, and I think the difference is. The difference is people in Montreal, for the most part, wanted to like Carey Price, wanted to like P.K. Subban. It was a likable team. They had some players that you could cheer for. I really think, and this is nothing new, I've said this for a long time, I really think the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems with this team, is it just doesn't have enough likable personalities. It doesn't. I'm not saying everybody has to be a good guy. I'm not saying everybody, you know, you've got to be a quote machine. I'm not even looking at that. I don't judge how a person is with the media as being a determinant whether or not the guy is popular. I think if you talk to the media and answer questions, you don't hurt your popularity. The most important thing is that you treat your fans with respect, sign autographs, do all that stuff. I think you can use the media to maybe make yourself a little more popular. But you don't have to do it by being Shakespeare every time you're interviewed. I mean, tell you what, God love Derek Jeter. He's one of the 10 most boring interviews in the history of professional sports. But he knew that by dealing with those responsibilities in a professional manner, he was not damaging the brand. He also knew that because he was Derek Jeter, even if he said nothing, it was going to be quoted in the newspaper. The next day, look what the captain said. Look what the captain said about the game. He said they need to work harder. Derek Jeter had that figured out early. And that, to me, is a big difference with this team. There's nobody in this team that really seems that likable. More to the point, there's nobody in this team that seems interested in being likable. You know, we go back to Salutegate, which was a dumb thing, I realize. But it tells you something about a team, right? It tells you something about a team and about the thought process of the people who are supposedly leading that team. It's pretty remarkable. And I think when we look back in the season, we'll look back at that particular incident and say that was the sign of a team that is just is wholly unlikable. Unlike those Canadiens teams of a couple of years ago. Time to talk a little baseball. We'll have Jonah Carey in studio for the full hour at 11 o'clock, of course, to get you set for that. Shai Davidi, our MLB insider at sportsnet.ca. You can follow him on Twitter at Shai Davidi. Shai Davidi will join us from Dunedin when the Jeff Blair Show continues on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.